It's extraordinary. What will the role of vaccines be in all of this? Because we see the very aggressive push for a fast-tracked coronavirus vaccine using this new platform called mRNA, messenger RNA, that basically hijacks your body's cells, overtakes their protein synthesis programming, really actually reprograms your cells to make totally new proteins. And those proteins could be things like autoimmune disorder promoting antigens against, for example, progesterone or, you know, gestation hormones or female reproductive hormones, all kinds of things. I mean, these could be race-specific weapons. But they're fast-tracking the vaccines. They're skipping all the animal trials. What's the deal with vaccines in your view?
Okay, so first we got to back up just a tiny bit to really understand. So when coronavirus, I'm just saying coronavirus just because it's easier for COVID. When it came about, or came to the United States, basically an emergency was declared. Then something called the emergency clause went into effect. And so the President Trump, Vice President Pence, the World Health Organization lady, Dr. Fauci, they all said, for the health, safety, and welfare. What that is in government circles is an emergency clause. It is very, it can be used at the federal level. It can be used at the state level. When they use those words, it suspends the Constitution of the United States. And they can do anything. And then afterwards, after that was done on multiple occasions, then all of a sudden in the Federal Register and in and also in executive orders, you started to see regulations and executive orders that said, all the checks and balances are out the window. We don't have to do anything. You know, anything's game, just get the vaccine. So when I have a bioweapon facility, unfortunately, 3 hours from my house. It's Northern Rocky Mountain, something or other. Anyway, they were very prideful about the fact, and they published what is in at least one of the vaccines. I looked at 47 different vaccines and what is in the vaccines. And I think this is really important for people considering taking a vaccine is aborted baby cells, stem cells. It's also humanized mice. So what's a humanized mouse? A humanized mouse is a mouse that has human blood, human organs, and a human immune system. Then that wasn't good enough. They are also, they injected human proteins into plants and made into their vascular system, which is like the plant equivalent of our blood circulatory system. And they put that in. Then, of course, like you said, they put some adjuvants, they put some chemicals, they put some things to sterilize people and to do some specific operations that they wanted done. They use a little CRISPR, they flip on, I'm making it simplified here, flip on the blender, and supposedly, voila, that is going to protect you from the coronavirus.
Wow. That's a lot to digest there. Humanized mice. I thought we were living in a time of mousified humans, frankly. That's what I've been noticing lately.